unto Nuatu. Don't you forget that saying. Because I like to use this saying nowadays. Because it's true. Yeah. You are what your community is. You're what your community will be. If you would decide to make a change, make an impact or not, it's going to affect you directly or indirectly. That is given. So whatever that we do, let's make sure that we're doing something for our communities. In this today's episode, Community Sumo, yes, we have Kalamoto all the way from Kenya. Yes, he's Africa, baby. And he's here with us on this podcast, Chai Convo. Where are my Chai Convonians? Stay there.
I don't really mind kuna vitu vingi huwa nazo natafuta cheddar sipotezi muda na mawazo wazo na kwa hii life mapenzi kupata ni kweli demo kipata misele kisinzia delile na kata na nyele punguza kwanza kelele bona
uka ukikumpiga misele. This is Lizana Kafu and you're listening to Chai Convo.
My name is Akesi Juma Mohammed, also known as Kalamoto Kiumbe, KLM, all those. I'm an activist. I'm a professor right now in Swahili history and the evolution of the language, Swahili, and the culture, actually. Na pia vile vile, I'm a martial artist, karateka, played in the Kenyan team, served for some time right now. Niko third dan black belt. Yeah, in African hip-hop, mimi nipo sana kwenye kusukuma culture, making keeping the culture alive. Yeah.
What has been the biggest reason that pushed you into the hip hop scene? And let's talk about Swahili as an element of your music.
Swahili has the language and culture. I think it's the right time people to understand that Swahili is the, you know, is the biggest language in Africa. And kimimi binafsi nikiwa na rap Kiswahili, nafikia watu wengi sana hususan hata wa chini kwenye jamii yangu, the community surrounding me. Alafu kitu ambacho kilinifanya nikapenda mziki ama hip hop in general ni ile real in reality, kuweza kuzungumza na watu, being the voice of the voiceless and the speech of the speechless.
And this is my new favorite question, by the way. Kalamoto, what does your art mean to you in your personal life and in the community?
I like referring myself as a symbol that bring peace, love and unity, and also trying to, you know, just trying to be me in my society na kujaribu kuongelea watu wengi ambao hawawezi kufika kwenye hivyo vyombo vya habari ama kuweza kufika katika, unajua, jamii nzima ama media na vitu kama hivyo. So yeah, myself, naona kazi yangu kubwa ni hivyo. I'm just the subject, I'm the tool that the community is using so that they can raise their voice and all that.
So, apart from being Swahili rapper, Swahili musician, Swahili artist from East Africa, what other talents and skills do you have?
Other talent? I'm a joker, actually. I like having fun. I like having fun, like fighting, martial art, you know, and also I like reading. So you can talent actually. Lakini pia vile vile I like talking a lot. So yeah, talkative vitu kama hivyo. But all in all, music ni talent kubwa na pia I respect that.
Any favorite books?
My favorite books, actually, Shaban Roberts' old books, Chinua Achebe from Nigeria, Ken Olibora, Siku Njema, na books zangu ambazo zitakuja in 3 years to come.
Do you identify yourself as an extrovert or an introvert?
I'm an extrovert, yeah. Trying to, you know, occupy my space with the energy.
How important is mental health to you, Kalamoto? And what does well-being means to you? And what's your take on mental health among creatives?
Mental health is real. Afya ya akili ipo kabisa na inawasumbua watu wengi, hususan na mambo yetu ya social media na vitu kama hivyo. Unaona kama Roji amepost kitu fulani, unataka kukifikia hapo na kumbe hauna uwezo huo. Imekuwa tatizo kubwa, but for me, my mental health naiweka vizuri zaidi nikiwa tu na meditate, na unajua I hit the dojo. Unajua nikiwa na punching bag na relax vizuri, na pia sometimes get in my own space na ku think what I really need, na pass na kupelekwa na vile watu wanataka kuenda. Yeah, so I just try to maintain that.
How has your support system played a role in your mental health journey?
For me, they are supportive, you know, they help. Na pia wengine pia tunasaidiana kushare. Yeah, so the more nikiwa open na wao, the more pia napata solution vizuri, na najua naishi vipi na matatizo ambayo labda binafsi niko nao. But for me, huwa sipendi kabisa inichukue chini, inipeleke chini.
Hip-hop and mental health, what are your views?
For me, freestyle helps, martial art, writing, singing, actually, you know, going different spaces, traveling, meeting different people. Yeah, so na balance your energy, interaction up and pale, yeah.
Kalamoto, do you believe in love? Do you believe in soulmates?
Yeah, I do believe in love. I do believe in soulmate. Naamini mapenzi na nayaenzi.
Are you single or dating? Big wedding or small wedding?
I'm dating, actually. Mrs. kwa single, I used to care. I'm dating. And yeah, katika small na big wedding, I prefer big wedding because I used to regea tena katika maisha.
The floor is open, Kalamoto. Tell us what's up, what's new project, what is going on, where can we find you? Yes.
Kala Moto Kiumbe, YouTube, Instagram, _Moto, Twitter. And actually, I'm working on some big stuff. Wategetu. Yeah, wategetu. That's the only thing I'm saying. Mini surprise in person. Asante.
Thank you so much, Kala Moto, for taking part on this episode, on this podcast, Chai Convo. And yeah, we really need to activate our symbolism for our societies and communities. Yeah, same thing. Yes, thank you. So did you know that our neighbors, Kenya, they were once known as British Kenya? Yes, because they have been, they were under the British Empire from 1920 to 1963. And that's why our neighbors take pride in being, you know, the English-speaking country. Because, yeah, of course, it's British Kenya. We see you, neighbors, we see you. You keep on saying that our English is not Englishing, but we know it's British Kenya, baby. So that's our fun fact. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, Community Symbol, where our interview featured Kala Moto, and we had a fun fact. Right? Yes. Until the next episode, this is Lizana Kafo of Chai Convo.